This is a recording of Building Stories on Air from May 24th. Enjoy it.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be here again with you on a Sunday afternoon in Carborough, North Carolina. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, and we are ready to build stories on air. So you can listen to us on the radio. That's the beauty of broadcasting on WCOMRP 103.5. But you can also listen to us from wherever you are in this world through live streaming at wcomfm.org. As always, we'll start with Led Zeppelin and a few minutes of the Battle of Evermore. So grab a comfortable chair, a notebook to write ideas of a story throughout the show, or pencils to draw some illustration. We will be right back. Whether you're listening on WCOMLP 103.5 or online at WCOMFM.org, the Wooden Fellows and the human behind them, me, Frederick, are so glad you're here. This is episode 12 already, of Building Stories on Air. So the goal of our show, by now, you must know it. It's to encourage everyone to invent stories. As you wait somewhere or as you spend time with a loved one, you know, instead of being in different spaces, scrolling on different phones. I think it comes from, you know, the ideas raised by the Wooden Fellows that we, grown-up, often forget that we were once curious and creative young children, and our seriousness sometimes can come in the way. But what better way to be a kid than unleashing your imagination for a moment, or for almost an hour? And from time to time, we have guests, so we can build stories on air with guests. But something we've noticed, it is kind of hard to find guests. So we need your help. Our dear audience at large, please spread the word or reach out to us and come be a guest. We promise you a very relaxing and stress-free experience. You can come and simply listen and see the Wooden Fellows in person and add on to our story if you are comfortable too. But meanwhile, I realized that we had another wonderful human in the studio with us every week. It's our DJ Spy, who does the tech and help us with music and always support the Wooden Fellows. So when we don't have guests, DJ Spy may give us some problem to solve in our story, or roll a dice, you know, without putting him too much on the spot, but just so we can build stories together. So here is the plan for today. Today, Madame Rigolote is going to take the lead. So remember, Madame Rigolote, she's one of the four Wooden Fellows who come once a week here to WCOM to build stories. She's the silly one with her red glasses and her green eyes and very colorful clothes and her gray hair that comes with the wisdom of aging. So she decided to build the stories, build a story today to cheer up Maurice. Maurice is another wooden fellow who reminds us that sadness is part of life. He has gray eyes and gray clothes. And if you remember from last week, we mentioned that he lost a shoe. And not any shoe. He's one of his favorite pair of shoes. And he's been looking for it for days and days. And so Madame Rigolote decided to build a story to cheer him up. So that's all she has in mind at this point, a starting point. So the story will be about a quest for Maurice Shue. So as always, our dear audience at large, we love to involve you. You can, throughout the show, send us email at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com or just simply share your thoughts with loved ones around you. But as we are going to take our first music break, we invite you to think about what could happen in a story about a quest for a lost shoe. So talk with people around you. If you are by yourself, just maybe write some notes or just simply close your eyes and think. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick. You are listening to Building Stories on Air on WCOM FM 103.5 or streaming worldwide at www.wcomfm.org. So, before the break, we introduced our plan with building a story. I don't know why I keep saying stories. I feel like my brain wants to build more than one story today. But we're going to start with one. So Madame Rigolote is going to build a story to cheer up Maurice, who lost a shoe. So once upon a time, Madame Rigolote decided to go on a quest. The quest to find one of Maurice's favorite shoes that he had lost for a couple of weeks, up to a month. You know, the wooden fellows, they don't have the same sense of time than we do. So who knows? That's why it's been hard for Maurice to find his shoes, because, you know, it may have been a while. So Madame Rigolote decided to go back to different places where Maurice had been in the past. So the first place she decided to go back was the place he went last week. Do you remember last week our story where he decided to go for a walk on a rainy day and he ended up jumping in a puddle that took him to the land of seven colors, which is the land where Madame Rigolote comes from? So this is where she decided to go first. So she walked back to the trail that Maurice had mentioned. She found the puddle. Thank goodness we did have more rain, so the puddle was still here. She jumped in it, and all of the sudden, she was in a land of seven colors, with so much feeling of happiness. And because since she moved to the Petit Refuge, she hadn't been back there. But she was thinking, okay, I'm so happy to be here, but I need to stay focused on one thing, trying to find Maurice's shoes. But as she started walking, you know, she started seeing some rigolo, which are the inhabitants of the land of seven colors. She saw some rigolo and started talking to them, and then something happened. And DJ Spy is going to give us an idea of what may have happened or what problem may have occurred.
Well, I was thinking that she likes to laugh so much that she found something, saw something in the land of seven colors that she found funny, and she just started to giggle, and the giggle grew into a full-out laugh. And
oh, so that's a good problem. So yes, we can definitely, Madame Rigolote. What do you think? Yeah, do you think we can continue to build the stories on that problem? Because sometimes, you know, I'm sure it happened to you, sometimes you just cannot stop giggling. Even if you are on a serious mission, like finding Maurice's shoes, you just cannot stop giggling. And so that's what happened to Madame Rigolote. She saw a rigolo with his feet up in the air and just moving them back and forth and back and forth. And for her, seeing those feet moving back and forth and back and forth for no reason, she just started laughing and laughing, and before she knew it and before she could stop, she could see another rigolo who started giggling and then giggling and then laughing, which meant that another rigolo started giggling and laughing, and within few minutes most of the inhabitants of the land of seven colors, most of those rigolos were just giggling and laughing. And it tells you a lot about the land of seven colors, because that's what they do. They just love being happy, and even just few feet in the air, just moving back and forth for no reason, was enough to just make them all laugh. But then Madame Rigolote tried very seriously to calm down and stop giggling. And so she started practicing, you know, some of the yoga pose that Petite Clotilde had taught her. You know, Petite Clotilde, she's another of the wooden fellows. She's always about taking good care of herself and dreaming big. And so Madame Rigolote was, I need to stop giggling, even if it's just too funny to see these feet moving. Oh, but I need to remember the yoga pose and the meditation. But then as soon as she was starting to calm down, she was just looking at another rigolo who was still laughing. And guess what? She started laughing again. big problem to solve. But eventually, she was able to use all of her meditation skill and calm down. And then she started teaching the other rigolo those same meditation skills. So after a few minutes, you could see all of the rigolo either in different type of yoga pose or with their eyes closed, doing whatever to prevent them to look at these moving feet for no reason. Once everybody was calmer, she was finally able to tell the rigolo the purpose of her visit. And she said, "So not so long ago, one of my very best friend and wooden fellow, Maurice, came, and I'm wondering if he had lost a shoe here." And she said, "It should be easy to spot because his shoe is gray. And as you know, in our land of seven colors, most things are either yellow or red or turquoise or green. But gray, you know, would be an easy color to spot." So one of the rigolos said, "I'm sorry, Madame Rigolote. I'm glad you came because we all had a good laugh together. But I don't think you will find the shoe here. You need to keep going on your quest." And so Madame Rigolote said, "It's okay. I have two more places to visit. And I'm hoping that I will find the shoe there." So she gave them her best, and she went back to the puddle and went back to Chapel Hill to go to her next place. So we are going to take another music break. But before we do, what other problem did you have in mind that Madame Rigolote could have faced in the land of seven colors? Or what do you do when you cannot stop laughing for no reason? And then think about another location that Madame Rigolote may go next. We will be right back. Welcome back. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows to build stories on air. You are listening to WCOM 103.5 FM or streaming worldwide at wcomfm.org. As always, you can reach out to us through email at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. We always love hearing from you, and so especially if you are listening from wherever you are in the world, we would love to know. But right now, we are going to continue to build a story. Actually, I am not going to build a story. Madame Rigolote started building a story about a lost shoe to cheer up Maurice. And so her first step was to go to the Land of Seven Colors, a place that Maurice visited last week, hoping to find the shoes. But alas, she had a good laugh with the other inhabitant of the Land of Seven Colors, but she couldn't find the shoe. So she decided to try another place, she decided to go to the community center in Chapel Hill. As you may remember, Maurice and all of the Wooden Fellows went there not so long ago and got stuck by a storm. And so Madame Rigolote thought, maybe we didn't realize, but as we were leaving the community center pretty quickly because of the storm, maybe Maurice lost his shoe there. So with her little legs, she decided to go all the way down the hill from the Petit Refuge to the community center. But when she arrived there, something happened. And again, we are building stories on air without any agenda to just to inspire you to do the same. There is no right or wrong way to unleash your imagination. But to help us out with some ideas, we have DJ Spy, who is going to suggest that's something that may have happened at the community center.
Well, since spring is in the air at the community center, and North Carolina has its fair share of greenery and the insects that go with greenery, maybe she ran into a grasshopper that is really large and make it a little intimidating to Madame Rigolote, who's only about 10 inches tall.
Oh, so that's a good twist. So here is the problem. Madame Rigolote was just hoping to walk around the community center and find this shoe, and instead she saw this gigantic grasshopper. I mean, gigantic for Madame Rigolote, who, like DJ Spy said, she's not that tall. So she thought for a minute. Fear is not really part of her feelings. She's always so joyful. But sometimes, like when a big grasshopper come in your way, you are allowed to be a little on guard. So she stopped. She adjusted her red glasses. She made herself as big as she could. That's a strategy that Boule de Poil, you know, one of the Wooden Fellows pet, taught her. You know, when you're a little scared, just make yourself big. So you are going to be more intimidating to the other person. And she started walking to the grasshopper. And the grasshopper make one jump and got closer to her. But she stayed still. He made another jump, got even closer, but she stayed still, trying to be as big as she could. And the grasshopper made a last jump, a big jump, so big that he just jumped over Madame Rigolote and continued jumping for other adventure. So Madame Rigolote, who was still and as big as she could be, thought, I had no reason to be concerned. This big grasshopper was just doing what a grasshopper does, jumping around, Maybe he's looking for something himself, probably not a shoe, but... So now that this big problem had been resolved, Madame Rigolote continued her, you know, continued to look for the shoe for Maurice. She walked toward the creek, no shoe. She walked back to the mural that she had seen last time, no shoe. She walked to the rose garden and even talked to Madame Rose, if you remember the metal rose on the gate. And she asked, Madame Rose, do you remember Maurice? And Madame Rose was, of course, I remember all of you, all of the wooden fellows and the Pouille. He lost a shoe. Have you found it by any chance? It's a gray shoe. And Madame Rose said, I don't think you are going to find his shoe here. Because from where I'm at, you know, at the probably high up on the gate, I can see everything. And everybody kind of know me and everybody kind of talk to me. I'm pretty sure that if a gray shoe had been found, I would be aware of it. So Madame Rigolote said, all right, well, I still have one last place where I may be able to find his shoe. Thank you so much, Madame Rose. We'll come back pretty soon, but right now I need to continue my quest. Second location, still no hope. Where do you think, my dear audience at large, where do you think Madame Rigolote is going to go next? Where would you go to look for a shoe? And what would you do if you were facing a big grasshopper? Those are just food for thoughts while we are going to listen to another song, and we will be right back for a last location. Welcome back. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows on WCOM 103.5 or streaming worldwide at wcomfm.org. So before the break, Madame Rigolote had been on a quest to find Maurice Shoe. She went to the Land of Seven Colors. She went to the community center. No luck. So she thought, okay, there is one last place I know Maurice went and spent some time there. It's when we went to South Carolina and spent some time at the beach. And so I mentioned before that the wooden fellows, you know, they don't process time the way we do, and it looks like they don't process travel either, because in a few minutes she was able to just travel to the beach of South Carolina. It's also a story, you know, so that's the beauty of a story. You can make anything happen because your imagination is endless. So here she was, walking to the beach of South Carolina, with hearing the wave, recognizing some of the places that she had been visited not so long ago. But then, you know what's going to happen. You know what I'm going to say. Like in any story, you know, you want something to happen. So then something happened. And so for the third time, we are going to ask DJ Spy for an idea of a problem that Madame Rigolote is going to face in her story.
Well, in the islands of South Carolina, there are lots of wildlife around, including, well, the alligator, but let's just leave the alligator around.
Thank you.
And the seagulls were around, but there was a pelican. And maybe she talked to a pelican.
Oh, a pelican. I love that. After the grasshopper, a pelican. What do you think, Madame Rigolote? Yes, she's in. So here is the story that continues. So Madame Rigolote was walking on the beach, and all of a sudden, she heard a pelican had just landed next to her. And now we talked about Madame Rigolote's size. You know, she is much, much smaller than a pelican. But the pelican looked quite friendly. And so Madame Rigolote, you know, she's very friendly as well. And so, of course, they started talking. And the pelican said, "I think I remember you. Weren't you one of those wooden fellows who came a few weeks ago on my beach and look at castle and crabs?" And Madame Rigolote said, "Yes, that was us. That was us, the wooden fellows. And one of us, Maurice, I think he lost a shoe. Have you found a gray shoe by any chance?" And he was like, "No, I don't think so. But I have an idea. I have a beak that I use to transport fish. Why don't you come up and we can just fly around?" What do you think of this idea? Can you imagine being on the beach and seeing a pelican with a little wooden fellows, happy as can be, looking for a shoe? That's the story we are building right now. So here they were, flying around, you know, and covering a lot of area from the beach. But alas, no shoe can be found. And so Madame Rigolote thanked the pelican, came back to the petit refuge, and told Maurice, "I am so sorry, Maurice. I looked everywhere. I tried to find your shoe in the land of seven colors, where I just couldn't stop laughing, but I was still able to become a little bit more serious to find your shoes, and I couldn't find it. I talked with Madame Rose at the community center, couldn't find your shoes, and guess what? I even go all the way to South Carolina, and I flew with a pelican to look at your shoes, and I'm sorry, I think your shoe is gone for good." And Maurice said, "Oh, it's okay. The human being carved me a new pair." And this, my dear audience at large, is the end of our story. What did you think of the adventure of Madame Rigolote? As always, reach out buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com and extend our story. You know, once the show is over, think about the story. What details could we add? That's a thing when you build stories on the spot or on air. You can always go back and edit your draft. But that's the beauty of unleashing your imagination. There is no right path, just fun. So, as always, we are going to close the show with Dave Brobeck and Take 5. We wish you a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. And the Wooden Fellows and I and DJ Spy. We need to give a big thank you to DJ Spy. Thank you. We cannot wait to be here again next week. Until then, build stories everywhere.